anything out of a first day, or is this just like...
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm looking for? I'm kind of looking at how guys come back, you know, and I told the players after practice, I was really impressed with how our veterans came back. The guys that, to me, the guys that stood out at practice were veteran players, that they're ready to go, taking care of their business. Obviously, we kind of build up the first few days, but that did stand out to me.
What was your message, Coach, last night when you met with them as a group?
I talked to them about focusing on everything moving forward. You know, I told them we're not defending anything. We're chasing the next one, and we're going to work on the next one. And I want them focused that way as a football team. And then I told them our mission right now is to get this group of guys as good as we could possibly get them. And we got a long ways to go, and we got an opportunity in many areas to improve this football team, but we can't do it until we go to work. So let's go to work. That was my message.
Coach, what do you expect out of your tight ends this year? It seems on paper there's a lot more opportunity for them to do different things.
Well, it's a fairly young group, you know, with Jeff, who missed all last year. Virgil's the elder statesman of the group, and he's missed the offseason. So it's a group that missed a lot of time OTA-wise compared to the rest of the team, so they got some catching up to do, but it is a good group, and hopefully we can keep them healthy and keep them on the field. I think we got a chance to be pretty good.
Coach, you talked yesterday about wanting to see how Trevor and Mark came back. What did you see out of them today?
I saw good things. You know, I thought Mark was very sharp in practice. You know, I got to go back and watch film, but it just looked confident, you know. And, you know, players know, you know, smart players, they know exactly what's coming the first day. They've looked at scripts. They know what's going on in practice. And you can see the difference in their preparation. All of a sudden, a young kid comes out here and his mind starts wandering. A lot of people out here watching them, and they, you know, get a little stage fright, so to speak. So, but our guys came back good. I like the way they bounced around.
Back in OTAs, talking about pretty good, doing well. Mm-hmm. Pick up where you left off.
Yeah, yes. You guys see we got four backs. It's probably unusual for training camp. Usually maybe take five at least. But I feel really good with Juwan doing a little bit of both. So it's going to be very competitive. Book got turned loose today. I did almost everything. I think maybe not the last period. But, yes, Capri is a different player than I had last year.
Coach, the DBs were wearing those blinders in practice.
Yeah.
What's the thought behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, some guys like them, some guys don't. You know, I think there's something about them as a group that they're always doing things together. You probably go ask them. I'll go find out. You know, give me something to check on when I go in.
Your team has really embraced analytics here the last year. Mm-hmm. How much have you embraced?
A great deal. I've been a part of it a little bit. I went to Baltimore, and I saw it in a big way in Baltimore. So I brought that here with me. When I first came in, I told John, you know, what I had seen take place in Baltimore, and I thought we need to go get a guy. Mitch Tanny's our guy. He's exceptional on game day. He's on the headset with me all the time from a standpoint of, you know, percentages and things like that, and helps me prepare throughout the course of the week for situational football that happens around the NFL that maybe didn't happen to us. So does a great job.
Gary, it had to be good to have Vaughn's energy back on the field.
It really is. You know, one thing about Vaughn, he loves to play, you know, and I know the concern is, okay, he wasn't here for the offseason, but he sure went around good. I think we had him out there about 40 minutes. We'll build him up each day and get him to a full participant. But he looks good, and, you know, just very proud of him. And like I said, expecting a great deal from him.
Coach, Trevor Siemian just said last year's team is dead in a sense. Is that a message you guys have to send?
Dead? Well, there's a few of them still out here. They're still going. We're counting on them. But, no, I think that's the big thing is that we've all understand that, you know, that's over. It's gone. This is a new group. There are going to be some new leaders. There are going to be some new people, and it's going to have a new identity, you know, and we don't know what that identity is going to be yet. We're working on it each day. So, you know, I just think that's part of the message we sent last night.
Coach, with Tlaib on NFI, a larger role for Bradley Roby?
Bradley's a starter, you know, and he played as a starter last year. We were in nickel over 60% of the time as a football team, so it's nothing new for Bradley. He's just obviously going out there day-to-day now, but it's good for him, good point in his career. And as we get Akib healthy, all those guys will have to step up. You know, Doss had a really nice day-to-day. So we got some good young players there, and they should only get better.
Gary, is there a sense around the country?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Gary. Good to see you. Is there a sense around the country that you were very fortunate last year, and is that something you would address with your players, and do you feel that from them, and can they use that this year?
Well, I think you have to be a little fortunate in this business. You know, it's nice to have a few breaks along the way, but we were a pretty darn good football team, and we knew exactly what we were. you know, I told the guys last night, you know, we got patted on the back a lot this offseason, but we've also kind of had to listen to what people don't think we can do next. And that's a motivation for us because I think we got a good team, and but we got to put in the work to be a great team.
Is it for you too, a little bit personal?
You know what, I don't have any problem finding motivation each and every year, to be honest with you. I was excited to come back to work. I'm excited about the group of guys we have. I've got questions I've got to go get answered, so I come out here every day. It's been the same for me every year, Ron. I'm looking forward to it. Great challenge.
Do you see a difference in DT from this time a year ago, this first day of camp, compared to last year, and not having a last off-season last year?
He's very focused. You know, I think you saw that today. Practice really good today. DT and I text probably 5 or 6 times in the last week, talking to me about his preparation and expectations and those type of things. So, yes, I see a great focus from him. You know, I think he was disappointed in some things last year, but he still had a pretty darn good year. He's a big piece of this puzzle. We need him playing great, and I think he's working his way toward playing that way.
How much do you owe, not just your position, Coach, how much do you owe coaching your team's success last year?
I think everybody's involved. I mean, from Greek to, you know, to training room. I mean, everybody, you know, one thing last night when I was talking to the organization, I should say, not just the team, we have to go through a lot of meetings and stuff as we prepare for camp. And it was interesting to me. I stood up after we got through with various presentations. And to me, this organization has been so successful and so consistent because you look at people like Greek. Flip's been here forever. Boxer's been here forever. Chip, I mean, this organization has a great loyalty to it, and it filters down, you know, from John Elway through the players, through the whole organization, and the expectations are tremendous. But everybody was involved last year, and, you know, it took all of us to win, and I think we all had a piece of the puzzle and something we can cherish for a long, long time, but we're all smart enough to understand. It has nothing to do with what we do today.
Coach, the first song that was played out here was Jay-Z, On to the Next One. I'm not sure if you picked that or Wade Phillips picked that.
Let's give Wade credit for that one.
But is that more or less the theme? Is that the thought?
Yeah, that's been the talk the whole time. You know, like I said, hey, let's focus on the things we can do next, okay? And, you know, we let everything go, and let's go put this group together and, you know, get our focus moving forward. Everything's about moving forward.
With the quarterback rotation, then how does that work with Trevor? Does he get reps first thing tomorrow, or I guess we're going to ask you?
Actually, you know, Trevor took some from a standpoint of, like, different drills.
Okay.
You know, so it's just going to all depend kind of on the team. But Napper's got a system in place. He's probably going to move a little bit each and every day. So we'll see. But actually, you know, you guys are watching 7-on-7 period. They are moving, but you just don't realize it sometimes. So keep an eye on that, Troy. Okay. That it?
All right.
You guys have a good day.
Okay.